Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How are you this fine Saturday?
Lovely. I'm lovely. We are out and about once again.
Yes, we have hit the road. We're at Experimac over off of Nicholasville Road in the Kroger Shopping Center next to that new IHOP, which, by the way, takes up every parking space within 30 miles of this particular location. But there is some parking out here. There are spots available. You'll be able to get in here.
I told Angelo when we drove, I was like, I didn't realize how much I wanted to eat IHOP right now. But I do.
Yep, that's never for me. I am not an IHOP fan. I absolutely think they're trash.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I hope they're not a sponsor.
I hope they're not either. I've not heard an IHOP commercial ever on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And so, I'm guessing now you never will.
Waffle House. That's the way to go.
Yeah. I do like Waffle House, too. So at Experimac, you know, we've been here before.
Yes.
Can fix your iPhone. They can get you a refurbished iPhone. They can help you get your computer debugged and working faster and running again. So if you've got any issues, or if, you know, I mean, it's almost Christmas. Who doesn't want an iPad?
The thing I didn't
if
even...
you're a parent, you need to get your kid an iPad because yes. It's the best babysitter there ever was.
It's funny you should mention that. My wife at this very moment is working out and she has both the boys with her, and they both have their iPads with them.
Yeah.
That's why, because they get an hour on their iPads while she works out, and it takes care of they want for nothing during the hour.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can come here and pay a whole lot less than you would for what is a virtually new iPad. I mean, you won't know the difference, and your kids won't know the difference.
The other thing that I didn't even know existed, which I think is awesome, and I probably am going to get one at some point, is the Mini Mac. You know what this is?
Yeah.
It's just the mini, like, box that's a computer, and it just connects wirelessly to your television.
Yeah.
And you can get a wireless keyboard, and you can sit right there on the couch and be watching the football game or the basketball game, and then the next minute be using a computer. Like you're at your desk or something. That's cool.
Yeah.
And they have those for much... way less. Much more inexpensive than buying it new. And then as I sit here and look, I see a ton of computers in here and laptops that look just like mine. Mine, by the way, I've had for 5 years and no trouble whatsoever. It's a, you know, MacBook Pro. They've got them in here, refurbished, you know, secondhand, but...
you'll never know the difference. You truly won't. And neither will your kid or your spouse or your honey on Christmas morning opening that up.
All right, now that our sales pitch is over, let's get to this basketball game. Number 8 Kentucky hosting Virginia Tech. I say, Mary Jo, this Virginia Tech team is the best team Kentucky's played yet. You say Kansas. Well, Kansas, I mean, they lost to back-to-back games to Washington and lost to Arizona State. This Virginia Tech team housed Washington, beat them like 103-79 or something like that. So this is Kentucky's biggest test so far, in my opinion.
100%. And it's you don't want to get a test like that when you're not altogether healthy. And that's where I feel like this team kind of is right now. Now, I know that, you know, Sasha Calais-Jones and Kwadi Green are available to play today.
Maybe. That's kind of a weird thing. Sasha Calais-Jones, I believe, yes. All right, so Calipari was asked, and he goes, you know, are they available, will they play, or whatever? And he goes, I believe so. And then he was asked, did they practice? Have they been practicing? Yeah, they've been practicing. And then he goes into how important...
Quad A scoring is.
Right. And how it will hurt them without it in this game.
Yeah.
Not like, if we didn't have him, we might lose, and thank goodness we do. More like, it's going to be tough to win this game without him. was the way he phrased it, after saying he believes he'll be available. And then did you see the picture last night?
I didn't.
On Twitter.
Oh, no.
All right, so he put out a picture.
Who did?
Calipari, okay. I guess, or Kentucky men's basketball. And it was like everybody together. It was the whole team and, you know, support staff. And it was with Kevin Massey. That's
yes.
what the picture was, okay?
Okay?
Now, if you look closely, you will see that Quade is wearing, like, those things that the eye doctor gives you. You know, they're not real sunglasses. They're, like, the reflective things that just kind of cover your eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now.
Normally, you would see them on people age 70 and above. So, he's got these things on. That looks like eye treatment stuff happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's not covering up a, you know.
He's not trying to be cool.
No, he is not. Those are not cool eyewear right
yeah.
there. Yeah, he's not trying to be cool. That's what you get when the eye doctor has to do things to your eye. So that does not give me confidence. I mean, Calip, also,
so
what good was it
too? So he might have just had drops in and had it dilated and stuff. It might not be.
Now, look who is in, who's in practice gear and who's not. Look at Jared Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
He's just hanging out. He's definitely not on the basketball court doing any kind of work.
Right.
You know, Nick Richards has a shirt on. It's not his practice jersey, but this might be a long sleeve shirt that he's thrown over his practice jersey. You know?
You are conspiracy theorizing this picture to...
Well, I mean...
To no end, Dan.
Well, this injury situation, is Sasha going to play? Well, look at him. Looks like he's going to play. Quade going to play? No, he's at the eye doctor. Jared Vanderbilt?
Never.
No. Calipari talked Never. About that as well
it's,
yesterday.
He's not going to play here.
And then somebody else in there is not wearing... Kevin Knox has like a shirt on instead of the practice jersey. Like that's at the craft center, at the gym.
I think he has on a practice jersey. Kevin Knox does. He's just got his flipped over to the blue side.
Yeah. But what advantage would it be for Calipari to say the day before the game against Buzz Williams that Quade Green is or is not playing? You know? So I think that the answer was, are they available? I believe so. Have they practiced? Yep, they practiced. Now, he lets it slip. Because he can't help but be honest a little bit. And he lets it slip out there that this is going to be a tough game to win without Quade.
It's going to be a tough game to win regardless. But,
so,
yes.
I wonder if it's going to be a game time decision. We'll see.
I would bet. Because it's not, I mean, listen, it's... It's his eye.
Uh-huh.
So...
But if you can't see out of
exactly.
it...
Exactly. And I get that. But it's not a physically... I mean, it's a physical thing, but it's not a leg, an ankle, any of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, if he can see at game time, then let's go.
Yeah. He could probably shoot with one eye. You ever heard that? One-eyed shooter?
Oh, Dan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've all heard that. It's not it's kind of an immature joke.
I just invented that. I just invented that phrase.
But
best words, Mary Jane.
You do. Bigly. But so if there is no Quade,
mm-hmm.
that would mean we would see a whole heck of a lot of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Who has so much... This game may be the one he has...
He's got to win it.
...looked most forward to
yeah.
since he committed to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because his first cousin plays for Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Nikhil. And Nikhil's good. Nikhil's a good player. I mean, Nikhil's numbers are better than Shai's. Nikhil averages 14.4 points per game. Shai averages 10. But these guys, they are first cousins, but they're more like brothers.
Yeah, they grew up playing together.
Yeah. I think it's Shai's dad's sister is Nikhil's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And these two are both from Canada. And they moved to Chattanooga to play for some Christian academy school in Chattanooga.
Hamilton Heights.
Yeah. And so then they wind up sharing a room at the coach's house. So the coach, they live with the coach, and they share a room together, bunk beds. Like, I think what started out that they didn't have bunk beds, they were separate, and then they asked the coach, can we make bunk beds? We'll have so much room for activities. And he said yes, and the rest is history.
And I hear they both love John Stamos and guacamole. But you know as well as I do, if you're more like brothers than cousins, like first cousins, yes, you may grow up together and be around each other a lot. But if you're more like brothers, then there can be that genuine, I want to crush you feeling there. Which doesn't necessarily come at the expense of your cousin, right?
That's, no.
And so when they describe themselves as being like brothers, yeah. I think that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got two kids who want to crush each other.
Yes, because they're brothers. They're not cousins.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Here's where Kentucky could have an advantage, in my opinion. If Sasha Kalia Jones is healthy and ready to go, there's no issues there. If Kentucky went big, they would have a huge advantage in this game. Like, along the perimeter, this team, Virginia Tech, is just as big as, well, not just as big, but good size. I mean, they're like 6'5", 6'5", 6'6". Kentucky can go 6'5", 6'5", 6'9", you know, with Winyon, with Kevin Knox. And then if you were to go inside and go Nick Richards, Ty Winyard, or Nick Richards, Sasha Flitz, or any you know, combination of the two or the three of those
PJ,
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you've got an advantage there on the boards for sure. But then the other thing is Virginia Tech is a three-point shooting team, so it's going to be long rebounds. So maybe it's not as much to your advantage with those guys inside. But you could feed the post more. They have one 6'10 guy who plays. They have another 6'10 guy who does not play. Virginia Tech does. And so, I don't know. Or the other thing is it's going to be an up-and-down game, and Calipari is not going to slow it down. He's going to run. If he's going to run, then you can throw my theory out. I was just throwing it out there to bounce it off the wall, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, Kentucky's not. We haven't been a great perimeter defensive team.
The
numbers would suggest differently, but you may also recall how at one point the Kentucky football team was the best rush defense in America, and that the numbers don't always pan out.
Well, the number itself is 30% is what Kentucky holds teams from three, which you can live with that. But three of UK's last four opponents have made 10 or more threes. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster if your opponent is hitting 10 threes.
Yes.
Harvard hit 12 of 28, 42.9% in UK's 79-70 win a couple weeks ago. Here's the other thing. Teams love to shoot the three against Kentucky.
Yes.
Seven of UK's nine opponents this season have taken 27 or more three-pointers in a game. 27. That's high. Calipari says he only wants to take 18. Some teams like to take, 25, but you get to 27. I mean, some teams have taken 30. Somebody took like 37. Two teams that took less than 27 each took 18.
Yeah.
So everybody's taken at least 18 threes against Kentucky. Virginia Tech averages 22 three-point attempts per game and makes 10 of them.
Yeah, I know.
This team is just, they're strong. They are. They can get up and down. They score 96 points a game. That's the best in the country. Their field goal percentage.
And their experience, too, Dan.
Yeah. They've got, I think they go senior, redshirt junior, which is basically a senior, another junior, a redshirt sophomore, which is basically a junior, and then a freshman. And that freshman is Nikhil Alexander Walker, Shay's cousin. And he's playing very well.
Look, Virginia Tech is fourth nationally in assists per game, lead the nation in scoring margin. How is Virginia Tech not ranked?
I know. They've had good wins, too. Like, we told you they beat Washington. And even after that, I mean, because that was earlier in the season, but you beat Washington 103-79. You beat Iowa. You beat Ole Miss in Oxford in overtime after trailing by 16 points in the second half. That shows you got something right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ole Miss, Iowa, Washington, those are quality wins.
Yeah.
Beat South Carolina in the Hurricane Relief Exhibition. basically the first game of the season before their real game. Yes, they should be in the top 25.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. They're 9-1. Their only loss was to St. Louis. That's why they're not in the top 25. But that was a month ago. It was November 16th. 77-71. Something funny happened because this team scores 96 points a game. So, yeah, I don't know. But you're talking about a team that shoots it that well, hits that many threes, scores that many points. Yeah. I mean, they should be ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, I agree. And, well, they definitely will be if they win today.
Yeah. Yeah, they will. We're here live at Experimac. We got Jeff on the line. Jeff, hold on. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll get you here on the other side, 381-1313. If you want to get in here, the Dan and Mary Jo Show live from Experimac.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is it a work vehicle? Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it something else entirely? Who knows? It doesn't have a label. What it does have is a class-leading suspension system. King Shocks, 100 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. Built to outmuscle anything in its path, defying all labels and expectations. Come see what's wreaking havoc at MLS Power Sports. 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Get to MLS Power Sports today.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Winter's here. The leaves are clogging your gutters, and cleaning them can be a very messy, dangerous, time-consuming, and expensive problem. With Gutter Helmet, the nation's number one gutter protection, you will never clean your gutters again. Gutter Helmet prevents water damage and keeps gutters free of leaves and debris. Guaranteed for life. Call and save 20% at 859-554-2449 or online at classichomecenter.net.
Hi, folks. Richard Lomerson, owner of Gutter Helmet. Ask for it by name. Gutter Helmet.
The Eagles, live in concert. Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
One more.
Rupp Arena, April 10th. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check Eagles.com.
Believe the looks, we're gonna get you. Extra cool, extra hot. So much better than what you got.
There seems to be a lot of smoke in the air about the best place for auto and truck accessories. Well, that's easy. Truck and Auto Extras. Who needs a gimmick when you have all the major brands, fair pricing, and unbeatable customer service? Some businesses boast about a big sale. Well, at Truck and Auto Extras, you get the best price on major brands every single day. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road to Truck and Auto Extras.
Believe the looks, we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot. So much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Live at Experimac, the Dan and Mary Jo Show, 381-1313 if you want to get in here. And we have someone in here right now, and his name is Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, Dan.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, Mary Jo? I just wanted to call and wish you guys, I hope you guys have a great Christmas. I don't know if you guys are going to be on next weekend because I know it's Christmas weekend.
We will.
I just wanted to
we'll
call.
We'll be on Saturday.
I just wanted to wish you guys Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope you get everything you want as a Kentucky fan and everything else.
That starts this afternoon, Jeff.
Well, that's true, it does.
We need this win.
Hopefully, it ends December 29th with a big Music City Bowl victory. So, but everybody down here is picking Northwestern. So.
Yeah, I've talked to a few people who are also picking Northwestern. I haven't yet to hear anyone say Kentucky's going to win this game.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I think Northwestern's like a seven point favorite the last time I saw. But I just want to say too, I saw where Kentucky got a couple football commitments. I saw where they were up to 20 commits now. I hope all these guys sign next week. I know the early signing period is next week, so I hope they all sign and get into the fold and be the future cats. And I just want to say too, I don't know guys if you watched any basketball this last week, but Mississippi State was on TV this last week playing Cincinnati. Did you guys see that game?
Some of it, yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing, but yeah, I saw parts of it.
Yeah, they were undefeated going in. Do you know what their strength of schedule is this year?
Who, Mississippi State?
Yeah, their strength
or Cincinnati?
Schedule. No, Mississippi
no,
State.
Mississippi no, State. I did not.
349.
340. Oh gosh. What happened to Mike Trangese?
What's that now?
Mike Trangese was taking care of that. I thought Mike Trangese was making sure that didn't happen.
Well, I don't know. That was their strength of schedule. I had 351 Division I teams. It's 349, so that's their strength of schedule. So as far as that goes, but hoping for a big win today. I know Virginia Tech has the best scoring offense in the country. So that does kind of worry me. And I did want to ask you guys something else, too, a couple other things. They say that Kentucky's on pace for the smallest attendance in the history of Rupp Arena. I want to ask what you guys thought of that, and also what you guys think about Barnhart being chair of the SEC Athletic Directors meetings and also being the dean of SEC Athletic Directors. What do you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a well-deserved position for Mitch Barnhart. He's done nothing that would suggest he can't lead in a position like that, and I think, you know, he's well respected by all the other ADs. I'm happy for him, and I think it puts Kentucky in a good spot. And he's done everything that, you know, the right way as far as we know. So I'm happy for him. I think it's a well deserved honor.
He's the longest tenured, and he's served on various committees throughout the NCAA. Yeah. So he has a lot of experience, and he's created a lot of athletic directors, you know, guys that have come from
at
UK,
major schools.
Yeah, Oregon, Illinois,
Mississippi State. Or now Florida, yeah. I mean Florida, yeah.
Well, John Cohen, too.
Yeah,
John
that's
Cohen
true.
Worked here, so.
Yeah.
But more like, you know, Greg Byrne and I think
Rob.
Oregon, Rob Mullen, yeah.
One final thing.
I don't even know what it means, though.
Yeah, I mean, he just chairs all their meetings, I think, basically what it is. But one final thing I just want to say, with all these football coaches being hired, I know you guys know that Nick Saban's the longest tenured coach in the SEC as far as football. The second longest tenured coach is tied. Gus Malzahn.
Gus Malzahn and Mark Stoops. You already told us this, Jeff.
5 years.
This is a broken record, man.
Only four more years, and he'll tie the longest tenured football coach. Hopefully, he stays that long. Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the show.
All right,
thanks, Jeff. Merry Christmas to you.
Now he brought up UK basketball attendance. You know, I have a like off the wall theory about this.
Okay.
And it's just a feeling. There's no empirical evidence, but I feel like that basketball doesn't have the momentum this year that it's had in the past.
Oh, I agree with that.
For whatever reason, there seems to be, because there's not a De'Aaron Fox, there's not a Malik Monk, there's not a John Wall. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like there's Kevin Knox, but
There is a feeling, Dan. There is. It's palpable.
Yeah.
And I feel it, too. I've felt it since the beginning of the year. Like, and I shouldn't even admit this, but I mean, if PJ Washington came walking into Experimec right now,
mm-hmm.
I would know he probably played for Kentucky. But I might not know exactly who he is.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But I just think there's a,
This, there's not enough of the returning guys.
And I don't. Do you think that's it? Because you just mentioned there's no De'Aaron Fox, there's no Malik Monk, there's no John Wall. Yeah. All the guys you mentioned were never returning guys.
Right.
They were all brand new guys.
The Jared Vanderbilt thing kind of put a damper on it.
Nobody was going to the games to see Derek Willis, and I love Derek Willis.
Right.
But it wasn't him that they were going to go. That they were going to watch. It wasn't the returning guys. Mm-hmm. It's the new guys, and for some reason. I don't know why there hasn't been that connection this year. There's just the connection. It doesn't seem like it's there.
It also felt to me that there was so much focus on football, even though some fans were saying, I'm done, I'm, you know, forget it. They still were engaged. There was still this feeling of, come on, you can do better. We know you can do better. You're so close. Come on. Quit kicking yourself. We need a new coach. I mean, you know, just there's so much engagement in football. That basketball kind of snuck up, and it was like, they're all freshmen. We don't know what they are yet. We'll just wait and
we'll
see.
We'll wait until I feel like, now I do feel like there will be a breakthrough after this, you know, the Louisville game, December 29th. Mm-hmm. And if Santa at all knows what a good girl I have been this year and what bad people Louisville have been this year, he will grant us that victory. And then I really think that then once the start of the conference season comes, because everybody knows those opponents, and I really think things will start to pick up at that point.
I agree. I think today's game is likely going to be a sellout, if not very close to a sellout. And then, I mean, your next game is UCLA in New Orleans, you know? The Louisville game, obviously, plenty of people will show up for that, regardless of the bowl game being the same
And regardless of it being at just the worst time imaginable, like, I just it still
1 o'clock
irks
on Friday.
Me. It still irks me that that is what's happening.
Yeah, thank goodness where I'm working that day, there's no one around.
You'll be about the only one there, yeah.
By myself. So I'll probably just shut the door and be like, use the lock that's underneath my desk to lock the door. Too soon? The next game, though, is New Year's Eve. Like, it could go either way. It could be a big crowd because people are like, New Year's Eve, let's make that our plans. Because it's downtown, the game will be over about 10 o'clock. Go out downtown. Or it could be no one shows up because you idiots put a game on New Year's Eve. You know?
Well, I also think, I think part of what people are seeing, too, is maybe a lack of student engagement.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where that comes from, either.
I don't.
It's so much fun to go to games when I was a student. I mean, that's fun to go do that.
Yeah.
And if we didn't go, we would, like, watch UK games as a group. And if we didn't go out and watch them, you know, at a bar or something. But if we were watching them in a home, and we would take little baskets of crumpled up paper wads. And we would have those as an arsenal to throw at the TV when we got mad at a call or something. Because
Kentucky fans don't typically get mad at calls, so I would imagine that those...
Or a bad shot, or a turnover. So it would just pelt it. And so... I didn't know anyone at UK that wasn't basketball fever.
Yeah.
That didn't enjoy going. Do you remember Billy Gillespie when he came?
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Coliseum filled with students to come see the new coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to explain what has happened there.
I don't either, because to me it doesn't feel like a slow erosion. It feels like just this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that sense? Because last year there was all sorts of excitement.
Yeah, I agree. They felt like rock stars more.
Yeah.
These guys don't feel like rock stars yet. Maybe Kevin Knox is approaching that. Nick Richards?
I think Hamidou Diallo, maybe.
Yes. Diallo, I think you're right there. Quade, if he gets going, I think he will be too. But then the other thing is, okay, the seats, the lower bowl seats... are expensive to take four, even if you can get them at face value for a family of four or just two of you, and then, you know, concession prices and then parking and all that.
I get that, but the last...
But those are good seats. Now, if you go up and you're still paying $40 for no chair back, in a bleacher, crammed in next to somebody else, and you're watching from up above. A lot of times you see people looking at the monitor. They're watching the big screen. So if you could do that from the comfort of your home and save a couple hundred bucks, I think that combined with the rest of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think it's just one factor. Uh-huh. But, I mean, games have been expensive for a while, and parking has sucked forever. And, you know, I mean, those things, they're all parts of it.
Those aren't new. The ticket prices have gone up, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get in for 25 bucks anymore.
But
25 bucks is a lot, you know, different than 40.
It is. And I think students, it went from, what, 5 to 10?
Yes. Doubled.
But I do think a part of it is just this year, for whatever reason, there's just this lack of connection with the players. And I don't think it's because they're all new, because we've had an outstanding, amazing connection. I feel like more people today will talk about what De'Aaron Fox did in the NBA last night versus what Kentucky's going to do against Harvard.
Yeah. The opponents, that's another part of it. I mean, when you play all of your good opponents in Chicago, New York, and New Orleans, and, you know, and Las Vegas, you know, instead of Rupp right here at home, I fully understand what Calipari is doing. I don't think he's ever going to change it, because he's preparing for the tournament, and he's going to say, what do you want? Do you want a national title, or do you want to see us play North Carolina in Rupp Arena instead of Chicago in November?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the argument, but who's up for Harvard? Who's up for Vermont? Calipari said, hey, had we played better teams, we'd have gotten beat, so shut up about Vermont. This is what this team needs. Yeah, but I'm not excited. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not excited. You can say whatever you want. But the truth is, I'm not excited to spend $200 to take my family to see you play Vermont. I'm not.
Again, that is not a scenario that has only happened this year. Every year they play those teams. Every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And every single year Duke plays those teams. And Michigan State plays those teams. It's just, that's, you have to schedule those games.
But previously you would have, you had it on a rotation where it was North Carolina, Louisville. Every other year, those two are at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would mix in, like the year Texas A&M, they weren't in the SEC yet. And Texas A&M won that game, by the way, in Rupp Arena, which is why he doesn't schedule those types of teams. But if you were to play a home-and-home with UCLA, a home-and-home with North Carolina, and a home-and-home with Louisville, that would help. I mean, that's three right there, quality opponents you'd like to see. Indiana would be great. But if Indiana and Kentucky ever play again, it's going to be in Indianapolis or Louisville. So that's just the way it's gone now. And you raise tickets and you decrease the quality of opponents at home.
Do you think it has anything to do with, you know, when Cal came here, you definitely saw the progression building, Final Four. There we go. National champs.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now it's going the other way.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they've been in a national championship game since then.
Mm-hmm.
But and I do think last year we should have been in the Final Four. And I don't know that I would have said that before we played North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, before, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't know that I thought we were a Final Four team. But by the end of the year, yeah, we were. But I think there may be some people getting antsy and wondering, is that the only one he's going to win here?
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at this team and think, well, probably it's not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
So now that's another year. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, maybe people are growing weary of the one and done. That, I mean, that it continues. And I'll tell you, if Jared Vanderbilt was playing, I think it would be a different discussion.
I do too.
I mean,
I think we'd be a different team.
Yeah. There would be more excitement. I think that's just kind of put a damper on everything. By the way, he said, Calipari yesterday, because Jared Vanderbilt put some stuff out there, like he posted this picture on social media. It was like a preseason pic, but he like put the eyes emoji and the watch, like, look, it's time for me to play. I'm You don't know, you know?
Yeah.
What does it mean? I don't know what it means. He does. He knows what he's doing. So he's got everybody going, what's going on? So Calipari said Vanderbilt would have to prove to him that he's able to compete at a high level. If he can't, then Cal won't play him even if Jared begs him to put him in. So Calipari has to see him, I think probably first has to see him in practice for a while and see how he looks in practice. Can he go? Is he limited? You know, what's it look like? Camp Cal is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Can Jared Vanderbilt hop in there and go 3-a-days? Probably not. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take, before anything, we have to hear that he's begun practicing with the team and has done it for a few days.
And I think Cal understands that in Jared's situation alone, it probably behooves him in the long run to not play this year.
Yeah.
Even though, and he said that, I'm not going to play him just to help this team.
Yeah.
You know, this is about Jared.
Yeah.
And this is a player's first thing right here. And if you're a player, this is one thing you have to love about Cal. Because Jared getting hurt again absolutely drops his stock. I mean, completely. Because now it'll be back-to-back-to-back injuries, and teams aren't going to want to touch that.
Right, right.
But if he doesn't play, he doesn't get hurt again.
And this is an issue. I mean, maybe he should get surgery. If he's not going to play, you might as well get that done if he needs it. It sounds like he has gotten another opinion that said, no, you don't need it. And that's in hopes of playing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just this saga is going to continue for a while.
I really don't expect that we see him play. Incidentally, I slept on my shoulder wrong a couple nights ago, and I believe I need surgery.
And on that, we'll take a break. We're live at Experiment. Come on out if you've got an issue with your Apple product and you need to get it fixed, or you want to buy an Apple product and not pay retail. You pay, you know, refurbished price.
Yeah.
And good as
you'll never know the difference. Yeah.
So come on out here and see us live at Experiment Mac, the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Matthew.
There's a reason why Tony's Steaks and Seafood is my favorite restaurant. It's because I want to feel part of the family. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right. There's a saying on the wall that I truly believe in. There's always room for one more at our table. We just want you to be part of our family.
And believe me, you will be. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood right across from Triangle Park. Visit them at tonysteaksandseafood.com.
Scheller Automotive Repair in Lexington is known for outstanding service. But did you know Scheller Automotive Repair is Lexington's only independent Mercedes service center with factory-trained technicians? You no longer have to go to those expensive dealerships to maintain your Mercedes, BMWs, Jaguars, Land Rovers, Minis, and newest to our line, Porsche. Now, get a free winter inspection with any service performed. Make Scheller your first and only call. Scheller Automotive Repair. Commercial Drive in Lexington. 225-6277.
The 8-time champion Kentucky Wildcats.
Yellow. Oh, you can't teach that, Daddy. That's explosiveness.
The 11-time champion UCLA Bruins.
A little 2-on-2, and Holiday lays it in. That's cross-step. Look at him from right back at you.
Next Saturday afternoon at 4, ESPN Sports Radio 1300 has live coverage of the Wildcats taking on the Bruins in the second game of the CBS Sports Classic in New Orleans, fueled by Paul Miller Ford. Tune in starting at 1 for Game 1 featuring Ohio State and the defending national champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Then keep it locked to ESPN Sports Radio 1300 for pregame with Matthew Lawrence and Hashimu Evans, followed by UCLA versus your number 8 Kentucky Wildcats. Brought to you by Zucker. Play, earn, save.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're live at Experimac over here off Nicholasville Road next to that new IHOP. Come in here, and if you need repairs on an Apple product, or if you're looking for an Apple product, I mean, it is Christmas.
Yes.
And they have anything you would get in here would be something that
someone would like.
Yeah, and they have holiday specials. Any item purchased up to $500, you get 10% off. Up to $1,000, get $60 off. Up over $1,000, $70 off. There are built-in specials on select devices. You save big on device purchases for your holiday gift giving. So come on in over here at Experimac. All right, Mary Jo, I have to bring in some sad news. Last night, Joey Couch passed away, former UK great, kind of a Paintsville legend. I mean, so many players have come out of Paintsville, and Joey Couch was another one. He played at UK late 80s, early 90s, I think 1988 to 91. You know, I didn't know him well, but I knew him. He was only 49 years old. So,
he had a heart attack.
Yeah, his wife said on Facebook that this is heartbreaking for me to say, and no words can describe how sad I am right now. Joey was my soulmate. I went to sleep every night laying on his chest. So he passed away around 7:45 last night at their home, and the coroner ruled acute cardiac event. Of course, he has two boys, Tyler Couch, Braxton Couch. So, yeah, it's heartbreaking, for sure. 49 years old, and a father, and a husband, and that's that.
Christmas will not ever be the same for that family again.
I got to tell you, that is one of the worst things. I mean, when you add that to it, it's always horrible that way. You know, it's horrible when any loved one passes away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the grief and sadness from that you'll never forget. And you'll remember when it happened.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was summer or whatever. But when it happens on a holiday,
the Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Pepsi, Dew, and Dr. Pepper drinkers, collect labels, get hats, enter to win $5,000 right now. When you collect 10 labels from any 20-ounce Pepsi, Mountain Dew, or Dr. Pepper product and mail them in, you'll get a nostalgic logo beanie cap of your choice. Plus, you'll be entered for a chance to win $5,000. No purchase necessary. For complete details, mail in form, and online entry, visit 5k.innersoda.com.
Does your situation require the sale of your home, relocation, financial distress, inherited property? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers is a local business that pays cash for houses. We can eliminate the stress of selling your home. Make us your first call. 859-780-5757. Do you need to sell your home? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers is a local business that provides a simple and low-stress home selling experience. We pay cash for houses, no inspections, no appraisals, no hassle. Make us your first call. 859-780-5757.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
One more.
Rupp Arena, April 10th.
Life in the fast lane. Sure.
Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Are you ready to have your home or office cleaned the right way the first time and every time? Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call them for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check them out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com, then enter your zip code. The holidays are here. Don't stress about getting your office or home ready. Just call the Cleaning Authority and let them take that task off your hands. Holiday entertaining is the perfect reason to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. They make life easier.
Shop local and keep your dollars at home this Christmas. Proud to be local since 1921, Ruth Hunt Candies has gifts for everyone on your list. From Woodford Reserve bourbon chocolates to Blue Mondays and Kentucky Pulled Cream Candy, Ruth Hunt Candies can help you make everyone's Christmas special. Your favorite candies, a large selection of Kentucky cookbooks, and unusual UK items could be found at Ruth Hunt Candies, your local candy store at 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 1 to 6 on Sunday. And now open in Mount Sterling.
Hey, my name is Robert Henderson. I'm the owner and surgeon at Georgetown Oral and Facial Surgery. I started working with Payroll Solutions in May of 2009. Payroll Solutions makes my year-end tax preparation easier by taking me completely out of the equation. They have my CPA's number, and those two talk, and they just let me know what I need to do. And because of that, it's just so easy. Something else that Payroll Solutions does for me that makes it easier for me is that they keep all of their payroll record on an online site, so at any time I can just pull it up. So it's like I have an off-site file. What I would tell other businesses about Payroll Solutions is that you couldn't go wrong with these guys. They know their job. I've never had them drop the ball. In fact, they helped me out today. I had audit with my workers' comp insurance, and I had to have a report ready for them within 10 days. All I did was pick up the phone, call Payroll Solutions. They run the report. It's going to be done tomorrow, and I'm here doing this. So it really frees me up quite a bit.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, that was embarrassing.
We apologize for that. Just relaying some very sad news and...
The most obnoxious commercial in our arsenal.
And the signal. Sometimes, you know, that happens when you're live on location and the signal will drop out.
It does.
So we apologize for that. And thoughts and prayers go to Joey Cash's friends, family, loved ones. Be a tough Christmas. There's no way around it, especially when something happens so suddenly like that. So we are praying for them.
It is a big UK football weekend recruiting wise because Mark Stoops says they have like 24 recruits on campus this weekend visiting on official visits. He said they were going to dinner last night. They're going to the basketball game. Excuse me, at Rupp Arena today. And then they're going to go to dinner again. And Stoops said for many of these, they kind of set it up this way. So it's like a celebration of committing to Kentucky because most of them are already committed to UK. There's like a few undecideds that are in town. But this new signing day of Wednesday, December 20th, they're going to have pretty much their whole class. If they get some kids that flip or there's some surprises, then they know what they need to address. Any attrition between now and the spring or February, the next semester, they can address that. And they'll know their numbers, like what they can do.
Plus, Touchdown Terry's going to be back.
Yeah. So, you know, this completely changes what signing day used to be.
Oh, yes.
In February, it was huge. Every school in the country had, you know, these parties or, you know, it was just a big, big thing. And then high schools everywhere have ceremonies and all that. Well, now the high schools aren't even in session in a lot of places on December 20th. You know, they're already out of school. Fayette County's out. That day is the first day of their winter break. And so there's going to be less of that. It completely changes how signing. And ESPNU would have like an all-day thing, SEC Network all day long.
Mm-hmm. As the faxes are rolling in and all that stuff. However, those days are fun days for all schools, of course. But like the Alabamas and the Clemsons and the Georgias of the world, stuff like that. To have this earlier signing period does behoove schools like Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Who can come in on a Terry Wilson and sink their teeth into him before another school does.
Well, it's so close after the season is ended, the college season and the high school season, December 20th, that there hasn't been all that time to make up your mind. Like, you can get it rolling, lock it in, and go. February, I mean, that gives you all of December, January.
And where you can kind of wait and see who else may come along.
And these teams that want you aren't busy anymore. They're not dealing with bowl practice and trying to get, you know, bowl preparation and all that stuff. In January, they're into semester two. School's back in session. They're waiting on spring practice. So they have plenty of time to go tell you're making the wrong choice and flip you to their school. Well, that's not the case here. It's less time. It's more chaotic. Mark Stoops said he'd basically been on the road for 3 weeks straight because as the head coach, you can only do one in-home visit. So he's got to go see them all to lock it up.
Did you see Darren Henshaw was back at Shockey Jacques Louis?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Another in-home visit from him, from Henshaw, the formerly committed wide receiver. Who then decommitted, and I think committed to Tennessee. Is that right?
Yeah.
So he's not, all is not lost, potentially, on him.
And Darren didn't draw the short straw, obviously, to be over recruiting in Florida area. Eddie Grant and him. Don't worry about it. We got.
Yeah, we'll go Florida.
We've got Florida covered.
Vince, you go Ohio.
Yeah, you guys take Ohio and Michigan and Minnesota. You know, the Northeast. You guys can deal with that part too. We'll take the South.
Yeah, we got the South.
Yeah, we got that covered for you. Shocky Jock Louis. I haven't seen what the predictions are on him. I guess Kentucky and Tennessee and Ohio. No, what's the other one? Pitt? I think Pitt's the other one because he named his official three. But anyway, there is college football on today, Mary Jo. The bowl games start today.
I know.
And then they resume on Tuesday. And then there's at least one every day after that through New Year's Day, except on Christmas Day and on New Year's Eve.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It starts today at 1 o'clock. There's Troy, our boy Neil Brown, coaching against North Texas.
I picked Troy over North Texas in my bowl league, right?
Yeah.
My bowl projections.
Yeah.
And then you had to pick your confidence level.
Yes.
They were 41 out of 41.
Oh, okay.
I put Troy.
You're all in on Troy.
I put Troy as
the
most likely to win its bowl game.
At 2:30, Western plays Georgia State, Western Kentucky. At 3:30, it's Boise State and Oregon. 4:30, it's Marshall and Colorado State. 8 o'clock tonight, probably the one I would least likely to watch. MTSU, Middle Tennessee and Arkansas State. 8 o'clock game. And those other ones, I'll watch Marshall and Colorado State and Boise State and Oregon and Kentucky and Georgia State.
And we got a couple NFL games on today, too.
The Bears.
Yeah.
The Bears take on the Lions today.
Yeah.
I say Ditka 350. Wayne Fonts 0.
Well, I picked up the Lions in my fantasy league for defense, so I need them to crush the Bears, Dan.
We're live at Experimac, back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Welcome to the first day of the college football bowl season. All kicks off in an hour when North Carolina A&T faces off against Grambling for the historically black colleges and universities championship in the Celebration Bowl on ABC. A college football bowl triple header on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app begins at 1 Eastern with the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl, North Texas facing off against Troy. Hottest team in the NBA, the Rockets, go for their 13th straight win when they host the Bucks tonight. Carmelo Anthony makes his first trip back to Madison Square Garden tonight when he and the Thunder visit the Knicks. How will Anthony be received? ESPN Knicks reporter Ian Begley.
There's a segment of this fan base that wants to blame Carmelo for everything that went wrong while he was here. They say he didn't do enough to elevate his teammates, but there are a segment of Melo loyalists who say that Knicks management, particularly Phil Jackson, didn't do enough to surround Carmelo with the right talent. So I would expect that he gets a mixed reaction in the Garden tonight. Probably more cheers than boos.
NFL, Detroit will be without starting right tackle Rick Wagner and center Travis Swanson today against Chicago. The Lions, a game out of an NFC wild card spot. A win would virtually eliminate them, though, from playoff contention. Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters returning from his one-game disciplinary team suspension tonight against the Chargers. San Diego and Kansas City are tied for the AFC West lead with 7-6 records. And the NHL celebrates 100 years of hockey outdoors tonight when the Canadiens visit the Senators in Lansdowne Park. Temperature for opening faceoff, 11 degrees.
College football on ESPN Radio. The Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual. Number 2, Oklahoma. Number 3, Georgia in the college football playoff semifinal. New Year's Day at 5 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Scheller Automotive Repair in Lexington is known for outstanding service. But did you know Scheller Automotive Repair is Lexington's only independent Mercedes service center with factory-trained technicians? You no longer have to go to those expensive dealerships to maintain your Mercedes, BMWs, Jaguars, Land Rovers, Minis, and newest to our line, Porsche. Now, get a free winter inspection with any service performed. Make Scheller your first and only call. Scheller Automotive Repair, Commercial Drive in Lexington, 225-6277.
Is it a work vehicle? Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it something else entirely? Who knows? It doesn't have a label. What it does have is a class-leading suspension system, King Shocks, 100 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. Built to outmuscle anything in its path, defying all labels and expectations. Come see what's wreaking havoc at MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Get to MLS Power Sports today.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
All banks claim personal service, but at Citizens Commerce, service is a way of life. Whether it's a conversation to discuss your financial needs or a visit to your office to set up online banking, Citizens Commerce will assist you in accomplishing your goals. At Citizens Commerce, we make decisions locally and spend more time with our clients. You are a name, not a number. Expect us to know you by name as we become your business partner. Stop by one of our branches to discuss your banking needs, or let's set up a visit to your office and learn how Citizens Commerce takes service to a new level. You'll love our personal service and low fees, so come in and talk to one of our friendly banking professionals or visit us online at citizenscommerce.com.
Hello, this is Michelle Oxley, President and CEO of Citizens Commerce, inviting you to start a conversation with us. We know changing banks can be hard. Make sure you only have to do it once. Switch one time for a lifetime of service.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
We're at Experimac. It is over here in the Kroger Shopping Center on Nicholasville Road. You know where that new IHOP is? That's where Experimac is. So if you've got a problem with one of your Apple products, your MacBook, your iPhone, your iPad, something's going on, a lot of times you don't know where to take it.
Yes.
Like, should I go to the Apple store?
No.
Only if you want to spend all of your Christmas money there.
And time.
Yeah, and time. That place is a zoo, always.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And yes, it's the mall.
Yes.
So Experimac, I mean, that's all they deal with are Apple products. So they are particularly specialized for...
Their expertise lies there.
Yes. That is their forte. And then, of course, they sell the products, too. So you can get a mini Mac, or you can get a MacBook, or you can get iPhone. You can get that stuff here at Experimac. And today, holiday savings throughout the holidays here. Any item purchased up to $500, you get 10% off. So that's $50 on $500 if you do the math. $60 off up to $1,000. Over $1,000, $70 off. Not bad. We were talking football. We got away from basketball.
But this is, Dan, this is a giant game today.
Yes, it is. It's a test. I mean, Calipari said it. We're going to find out where we are on everything. We're going to know what we have to really work on going into Camp Cal, because this is not Monmouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team that could be in the NCAA, probably an NCAA. I mean, they're 9 wins already. Probably an NCAA tournament team. And it's going to be a tough test, no doubt about it. Virginia Tech, like we said earlier, leads the nation in field goal percentage. 55.3%.
I know.
That's overall. They shoot 55%.
And you're not talking about a team that's front court loaded, that is getting all of their shots at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're... this team can shoot the ball.
They have scored 90 or more points in 7 of their 10 games. That is already the Hokies' most 90-point games in a season since 1988-89.
And they're 10 games in.
Right. They beat teams by 25.5 points. That leads the nation. 4th in assists. Their 3-point shooting that we mentioned, it's 2nd in the country in field goal percentage from 3. 46.8%. I mean, 47% basically from 3. Averaging 10 makes a game. They've made at least 10 threes in 5 of 10 games. Made 15 twice, including the last game. The guys to watch out for, Ahmad Hill. He shoots 50% from 3. And I'm not talking 10 of 20. I'm talking 30 of 60.
That's crazy.
In 10 games, he's 30 of 60. Nikhil Alexander Walker, Shea's first cousin, he's 47.7% from 3, 21 of 44. And then Justin Bibbs is 47.6% from 3, 20 of 42. So their most high-volume three-point shooters, Bibbs, Hill, and Alexander Walker, they're a combined 71 of 146. So those three guys are 48%.
That's crazy.
Percent from 3.
That's wild.
They've made 71 of the team's 103 threes. So then you think, okay, so those are your three shooters. The rest of the team is 32 of 74. They're 43% from 3. They all can shoot. I mean, that's like the best shooting team in the country.
I know we mentioned it being a different team if Jared Vanderbilt played, but this is one of those games where Jamerrill Baker could be a good equalizer for you, too. And you know, we probably won't see him at all this year.
At Quade Green, you know, today would be a big...
Yeah, he's been a great three-point shooter. But Cal announced earlier this week, basically, that while we might have been expecting Baker back maybe in January,
right,
that it doesn't look promising until the very end of the season. And at that point, I don't know.
Probably not. He's probably coming back.
Yeah.
For next year. UK opened as a 5-point favorite in this game. So with UK being at home and the way Vegas overvalues Kentucky because they know the Kentucky fan base mm-hmm. finds it hard to bet against Kentucky, they always inflate the line for UK. So the rule is you get 2 or 3 points
for
at home.
Home.
So there's that. So then they're saying Kentucky is really just a 2-point favorite, but that's also inflation for the Kentucky fan base. So really what they're saying is Kentucky's going to lose this game, Mary Jo.
Well,
ESPN's matchup predictor.
I was
going to
say they had, and they still do, their matchup predictor has 51.8% Virginia Tech to 48.2% UK.
Well, Kentucky has played no one except Kansas.
Kansas well.
Yeah. You want to say Vermont, whatever. No. They played them in Rupp Arena. You're supposed to beat Vermont. You're Kentucky, okay? Kansas is the only one they've played. So Virginia Tech is... I don't know that Kentucky will lose. I do know that I expect to see an entertaining game. Mm-hmm. Like up in like that North Carolina game was last year. This could be fun. This could be a lot of fun to see. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they have good length. They're not big. It's not like they're going to go 6'10", 6'8", 6'9", but they have good length for the perimeter. And they got a senior 6'5 guard as their leading scorer. They start a redshirt junior 6'5 guard, 6'5 freshman guard. A redshirt sophomore is 6'10".
I mean, I feel like this is one of those games where they're not going to have someone to stop Hami.
Could be. Yeah.
And I think if he can, play like he did in New York.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's the X factor today.
And you need, you know, Kevin Knox cannot go 1 of 9 with 7 turnovers. Which Calipari said, by the way, he heard at least 15 times this week. And then Calipari goes, I mean, I'll give it to you. It was against Monmouth. So I have a feeling Kevin Knox is going to be coming out a little motivated to have a better performance. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, by the way, he leads the SEC in steals right now.
Yeah.
He's at 2.3 a game. He ranks 29th nationally. He's on pace to break Rondo's record. I don't know that he will, but he's on pace early. Once, you know, once the competition stiffens, obviously.
Things change, yeah.
But it changes. Okay.
Well, I think we should also mention what a big weekend it was for Kentucky basketball off the court. Mm. And a very cool thing to see a couple of guys graduate.
Yeah.
From the Tubby Smith era. And two of my favorite, that team just loved that team. They were the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, Keith Bogan's freaking ankle against Dwayne Wade and Marquette. Everyone knows that whole story. But both Gerald Fitch and Eric Daniels graduated from UK this weekend.
Gerald and Irk.
And I love it. And congrats to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very cool thing. It is a very cool thing to see guys not giving up on their educations.
Right. I mean, because it's been many years have passed.
Yes.
Where you could have just said, eh, forget it. You know.
Like 15 years.
Yeah. Too late. Not going to mess with it. Eric is around, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're involved in basketball in this town.
Youth basketball, especially.
Yes. You will see Eric out at the KBA a lot. And he has a.
You see him at the Y.
Yep. He's got a youngin' who plays. Mm-hmm. And then Gerald, I don't know what Gerald is up to, but it was nice. It was like, I don't know where he's been. What is he doing? Where are they now? Well, he's graduating. He just graduated. So that, yes, that was very cool. And then the story with the kid, Kevin Massey,
mm-hmm.
you know, found out he had an inoperable brain tumor at 16 years old, and he's not going to live past tomorrow. And here we are, what, 6 years later, and he is graduating from the University of Kentucky.
He was a big UK basketball fan, lived in Indiana. So, you know, a friend of a friend, how that works, asks, can John, you know, knows the situation is dire, can John Calipari give him a call? That would mean everything to him.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't call. He just gets in his car and drives and goes to see Kevin. It doesn't know him at all.
Right.
And shows up in Kevin Massey's room and says, you get better and you come with us. And he did. And Cal honored that, and he's been the manager. And John Robick,
yeah.
Even his parents, Kevin Massey's parents, say that John Robick is like a second father to him and the relationship that they have built. And now he's a college graduate.
Oh, I'm going to cry, Mary Jo.
I know. Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star wrote just a phenomenal article, column about this week. And there's some pictures up on, you know, Cal's Twitter, Instagram, all that, of them, of the whole team celebrating Kevin. And just, you know, life's bigger than basketball. And I think sometimes we take for granted too many, or we don't think enough about those kind of things that Cal does and has his team become a part of.
Right. Yeah. It's important lessons. It is. Like, I know it gets, you know, tiring to hear him talk about the servant leadership and carry on, and then I'm sure you just think, some people.
Please just win another national championship.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, enough. But it is important. Do you remember when Billy Gillespie was asked about being an ambassador for the program, for the university, and he said, I'm a basketball coach, I'm not an ambassador.
And that turned out to be true.
It turned out to be the...
ended up being neither one.
Words that that got him fired, I think. Because it is. It is a position like the governor. I mean, it is a big position, and Calipari fully understands it. He said yesterday, if you don't use this platform, I mean, it's criminal not to use this platform to do good. It's just too big of a position with too much leverage to not use it to help others. And so when you get kids who have grown up with it being all about them, the attention is always on them, everything's catered to them to get them to the NBA. It's easy to be all about you. I mean, it's not hard. And even if it's not catered to you, teenagers typically seem to be all about me anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just natural.
Yeah.
It just happens. So now to let that just go on, Ben Simmons. Just let that happen. Let him go. Bad example. Anthony Davis. I mean, I've...
Look, his thing this week went viral,
yeah,
where he surprises a family with gifts and car, and John Wall becomes like the Wizards Man of the Year for his community service. He took a whole bunch of kids, filled up a theater, got them all popcorn candy, and they saw Jumanji.
Yeah.
You know, all
like his cousins.
And all of these, yeah, he goes...
Santa. He does his Santa thing.
Yeah,
where he
shopping
buys,
with Boogie or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of those guys will tell you this is where they got that.
Right.
And Cal was doing that in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing that in UMass. This is not something that he started just at Kentucky.
Right.
Like, that's what he's been about.
It's important. It is so important. Now, Billy Gillespie did do some of those things. There's no doubt about it. He
sure
did some of those things to help others in that way and even not publicize them. But I don't know that his players felt like they were learning that lesson from him.
Correct.
Calipari makes sure that it is something that is hammered home into them because he only has them for 8 months mm-hmm. anyway. I mean, it's a crash course in life. So... I commend Calipari so much for doing that. I don't care what anyone, his detractors or whatever, if they would just get to know a little bit about what he does. I mean, you can be put off by any bravado or because there's definitely an ego.
It's there.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. But underneath all that are actions that speak louder than any ego words.
Mm-hmm.
From him would be. And look, it wasn't Calipari who got caught cheating. You bring up Memphis, Derrick Rose, you bring up Marcus Camby, UMass, bring up whatever you want. Fact of the matter is, the FBI just did a huge sting on programs, and it wasn't Kentucky that got caught doing anything wrong.
By the way, I don't know this, Dan, but did Memphis or UMass, did they sue Cal? Because I do.
They did not.
Yeah. The University of Louisville this week.
Yeah.
Files suit against Rick Pitino. We can talk about that a little bit more after the break.
Yeah, we'll do that next. We're live at Experiment. Come on out here. Check him out over near IHOP, next to IHOP. In the Kroger Shopping Center on Nicholasville Road, 381-1313. If you want to get in here, back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Result.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Ricoh and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services, and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and
And our commitment continues from our Fast Track Quick Print Copy Center. Our Ricoh High Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator sales, Fast Track Copy Service, Corporate Mailing Systems, Ricoh and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or...
Just Result for Duplicator Sales and Service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kentucky Army National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Live at Experimac here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. We're over here off Nicholasville Road at the Kroger Shopping Center next to that new IHOP. If you've got an Apple product, MacBook, iPad, iPhone that's giving you issues, that's what they specialize in. That's all they deal with. They just deal with Apple products. So avoid the crowd. Avoid all that mess at the mall. And don't go to the Apple store. Come here to get it fixed. Or come here to buy the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have all those stuff. I'm looking at iPads and mini Macs and MacBooks and, you know, larger computers, all that stuff. So it's here, and they're running specials for the holidays. Mary Jo, would you please?
I will. So any item purchased, up to $500, you get 10% off. Up to $1,000, you get $60 off. And over $1,000, you get $70 off. There's also built-in specials on select devices. So come in here and ask the fellas what they got going on, and then they're happy to work with you on that.
Now, what were you going to talk about?
I was...
It was something about...
Something about Louisville suing Rick Pitino. How long is this thing going to drag on?
Oh, it is a
They're just going to keep suing each other back and forth.
Well, it appears Pitino maybe isn't as well off, you know, set for retirement as maybe you would think someone making that kind of money would be. Like, he's putting up his house in Miami. He's mm-hmm. putting up his house in Louisville, trying to sue for the $4.3 million over the next 9 years. $4.3 million per year over 9 years. That's that $35 million lawsuit that he filed against Louisville. And Louisville has come back and said, no.
And now this, I don't know when it was exactly filed, but news of it came the day of when they met with the NCAA
mm-hmm.
to try and
appeal.
So the thought, because they're asking for to recover monetary bonuses and stuff that they gave Pitino for winning the championship for the NCAA tournament.
Right.
They're trying to get that money back. So
right.
It doesn't seem like their appeal probably went too well. Like, they're going to take that banner down.
Yeah, they are suing because the NCAA has ordered U of L to return money
mm-hmm.
for the 2012 through 15 NCAA tournaments. I mean, the mm-hmm. NCAA is saying, you owe us now.
Yeah.
And so U of L is saying, no, it's not our fault. It's his fault. He owes the money. So, Rick, pony up, pay the money, because they say Mr. Pitino, not the university, was the active wrongdoer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, that is wild, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they claim that he's hurt the school's reputation, its ability to recruit, and slowed ticket sales and donations. So they're hanging that on him, too. And then where Patino says, hey, I couldn't have known. Like, Greg Postal said, I couldn't have known. Mm-hmm. Well, he's obviously changed his tune since then. But the suit, the FBI's case never names Rick Pitino in it anywhere. Of course, we all know he's coach number two. But so they're saying no. And they're saying, well, Rick, maybe you shouldn't talk on television so much, because when you talked to Jay Billis, you said you take full responsibility for hiring the assistants. Those assistants had stripper scandals and funneled money through Adidas to players that we were trying to get to go here. So it's kind of your deal then. That kind of falls on you, right? That was the evidence in the suit. They say your interview with Jay Billis, to go back in time
at that specific interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the very first thing that came out of Rick Pitino's mouth? The very first thing he said was, I passed a lie detector test, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you never have to take one, because, you know, I passed it, but it's not easy to pass. Like, that is the first thing that you mention with all of this. That's the first thing you say is, I took a lie detector test.
Yeah.
And I passed it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard, and it's super stressful, and you have to put a thing around your waist, and it's crazy.
Look, you have now built a resume that says you're rotten. That's what you've done.
And
you've cheated on your wife with some woman in a restaurant.
And he had a 40-year resume that was built, that was spotless.
Yeah. But you got that Karen Cypher thing, which was horrible. Then on top of that, strippers in the dorm. Like, it can only happen to you. This is just like, it suits you perfectly that this would happen. Because that's kind of your persona. You know, hanging out, running around, you know what I mean? He's not the family guy for sure. And then funneling money. So to players. Through the school company, and then signing a separate deal with the school or the shoe company to, you know, line your pockets.
Well, and now
this is Rick Pitino. This is him.
Well, and you know, let's not forget about Tom Jurich in this whole deal too, because there's always been talk here, and there's inherently a Lexington Louisville issue, right? There just is going to be, but. There's been all sorts of talk around Lexington media that the Louisville media was definitely controlled by the university.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes to find out, 100%.
Yeah.
That Jurich was...
had a separate PR firm that he paid $130,000 a year to muscle the media.
Yes.
Like threatening.
Threatening.
Yes. Yeah, Drew Diener of ESPN Radio Louisville came out and said he has emails.
Mm-hmm.
He has threats that kept him up at night.
And you and I both know Drew well enough. Uh-huh. Like, this is not something that he wanted to talk about.
No.
But
he wasn't going to bring this to light. But
then once it came out, he said, you know what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is true. And here's what happened to me. And you know Drew's not the only one.
I mean, they still won't talk about it. Like, there's some up there that just don't want...
Because it's been such a culture.
Yeah.
It's become such a culture of you don't say anything negative.
Yeah. It's unreal. They're all about, I mean, so then the Pitino Jurich blocked the NBA. Like, we were just talking off air. We knew about this.
Yeah.
We remember it. I remember standing in front of Calipari when the questions are being asked about NBA to Louisville and the group trying to do it.
This was back in 2002, I think.
Yeah, but so this was another time where there was another push for it again.
I think it's just been so long that people had kind of forgotten about that. It wasn't it wasn't necessarily new news.
Right.
That this group had maybe the wording of it was that there was a deal in place. was new.
Yeah, I mean, they said what the Bloomberg article said. It said that in 2001, the city of Louisville had a non-binding agreement with the Hornets that centered around building what is now the KFC Yum Center, and that the Hornets and U of L would share it. So that would have to be the deal. That's how it would work. And I'd never heard this before. They quote David Stern, who was the NBA commissioner at the time, as saying he remembers thinking, if Rick Pitino doesn't want us there, why are we going there? They moved to New Orleans instead. So that was just a little piece, like a paragraph or two, of a much larger article by Bloomberg about how college basketball built Louisville and then tore it down. It was kind of the theme there.
I mean, they have burned it to the ground.
Yes, they sure have. So we pretty much knew all that stuff, but with it making headlines again, of course, you think the New Orleans Pelicans would have been in Louisville. And who are the New Orleans Pelicans?
Former Kentucky Wildcats.
Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, Darius Miller, and Rajon Rondo. Rondo, who is a Louisville native.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that gets, you know, the
gets
excitement
under your skin
up
a little bit.
And then you think about the possibilities, and that was blocked. Whereas Calipari said Memphis Grizzlies coming to town were great for them because they got a new arena and the NBA experience that kind of it kind of overlaps. It's basketball. It's still basketball. So you get to see these players and know a little bit more about.
But I do think you have different fan bases, and I think both can coexist. I think that you have crossover, and you have some people that are just always going to like NBA, and some that are going to like college.
Yeah.
I don't think it hurts one or the other, because if you're a Louisville fan, and then an NBA team comes to town, I don't believe that stops you from being a Louisville fan.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, because there's plenty of, you know, I don't know. I think it would... It could be a cool thing. And, you know, there might not be this whole mess with the Yum Center that they're in now financially, had there been a different deal worked out that included a professional team.
Right. Now, I think it's Tom George clearly exploited a situation there. So it's kind of like I hear people say, I wouldn't blame him. He's working his best interest for Louisville. Also, though, I mean, it's...
Also for himself and his family.
Yeah.
There is a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, it was... The city was just like, whatever. We'll do whatever. Just, we need this downtown. We need this in downtown for everything around, for the economy, for our city. We've got to have it.
And it has certainly been a boon, right? It
has
certainly
been.
Helped. And
but you've got to be more fair-handed about it.
And I also think that, you know, just hearing all of this stuff that comes out, I think the rumors that Jurich strong-armed people into doing it, it may have benefited a bunch of people, but it was only going to be done his way.
Right.
I think that's really come to light.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, what is a Hokie?
What is a Hokie?
What is a Hokie? We'll tell you next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Looking for a financial institution with your best interest in mind? At Park Community Credit Union, your achievements are important to us. Whether you're looking for a checking account, investment advice, an auto, mortgage, or business loan, your success is important at Park Community Credit Union. Call 800-626-2870 or visit parkcommunity.com for financial guidance. Located at 2217 War Admiral Way.
Your life, your money, your
now, save 50 to 70% off at Banana Republic factory stores and online. And 60% off absolutely everything at Gap factory stores. Save even more with 40% off clearance at Gap factory stores. And at Banana Republic factory, all flannel shirts $19.99 and doorbuster scarves $9.99. This weekend only. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap factory and Banana Republic factory store, or shop us online.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
At Barney Miller's, we are electronics, from TVs to complete smart homes, even surveillance systems. And we know that while electronics make life easier, sometimes they can frustrate the heck out of you. That's why at Barney Miller's, we offer a 24/7 tech support line for our customers. We've been on the cutting edge of the electronics business for nearly 100 years. Come see our huge showroom downtown on East Main and meet our experienced techs, installers, sales, and design team. They make it all work. Whether you need a TV, a surveillance system, or a complete smart home, think Barney Miller's. We are electronics.
Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is under new local ownership and is now open for lunch. Serving locally sourced, delicious Kentucky food, we butcher, cure, and smoke our pastrami in-house, and our world-famous O'Round Burger will have you licking your lips and coming back for more. If it's a beer you want, there's over 20 craft beers on tap and drink specials throughout the week. Check out our Facebook page for our weekly live music schedule. And here at Lina's, we are the home of soccer in Lexington. Our unique atmosphere is the best in town and the only spot to cheer on the Cats. Lina's Irish Bar and Grill, located just off of UK's campus at 384 Woodland Avenue, locally owned, Kentucky proud.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Live at Experimac over here next to IHOP in the Kroger Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. Great deals to be had out here. Come on out and see us over here. Apple products, by the way. If you don't know what Experimac is, Apple products, all Apple products. Avoid going to the big store and all the time and money that you're going to spend when you can do it much more affordable here with the iPad, the MacBooks.
I said someone here. I saw someone on Facebook post a couple weeks ago. I really want to get a refurbished iPad. Does anyone know where to go? And I was like, I know where to send
you. Where to go?
Go to Experimac by the Kroger and Nicholasville Road.
Yeah. All right, so today at 2 o'clock, Kentucky plays the Hokies.
What is a Hokie, Dan?
Funny you should ask, Mary Jo. It dates back to 1896 when Virginia Agricultural and Mechanical College changed its name to Virginia Polytechnic Institute. They were known as VPI. All right, so then the name change meant a new cheer had to be made up, and a contest was held by the student body to come up with a new cheer. The senior named O.M. Stull. Who is named O.M., by the way? It was 1896.
Yeah. That's an 1896 name if I've ever heard one.
He won first prize, which was $5.
First prize, $5 going to O.M. Stull.
And that was a lot in my day. For his old hokey yell, it goes, hokey, 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 high. That's, you know, that you hear Reese Davis do it, you know. He'll say, hokey, 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 high. Okay, so what is a hokey? What, who said hokey? Where does that come from? So now you, your association of hokey is with a turkey, right? Because they have that mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You figure, I thought that a hokey was a turkey. It's just another word for turkey. Not at all. Hokey is just some stupid word that this kid in 1896 made up.
O.M. Stull.
O.M. Stull. He just invented the word hokey. Like hokey, hokey, hokey.
Hi.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I mean, the rest of it goes like mecha-leka hiney ho. Something like that. So they asked
him. How does something like that stick?
Well, they asked him if he had any symbolic meaning, and he said no, it was just to get attention, nothing more. That's what he said.
That's crazy.
But in 1908, the nickname Gobblers was reportedly first used to describe the players, the football players. There are several different versions. Like, one was that they played a Thanksgiving Day game and the defense gobbled them up. There's something else. It's just stupid stories. They cannot, like, settle on an absolute true story. But they were called the Gobblers in print in 1909, and that did stick. So in 1913, a school employee started bringing a live turkey to games that he had trained to pull a two-wheeled cart and flap its wings and gobble when prompted. Yeah, can you imagine?
Man, I wish I was around during these times at Virginia Tech.
In 1914, the VMI Bulldog attacked the turkey at a game. So the tradition of someone bringing a trained turkey to the games continued. Like, that guy passed it on to another guy, and it went until 1953. That guy retired. So when he retired, it kind of went away. They didn't have a turkey. Mm-hmm. So that came up in the early 60s with a mascot suit that this student had made, and it debuted during the 1962 Thanksgiving Day Military Classic of the South between Virginia Tech and VMI. And that mascot was known as the Gobbler.
I wonder if they were still sore about that bulldog.
So Virginia Tech was known as the Gobblers until 1978, when the football coach and AD, Bill Dooley, decided he didn't like Gobblers, and he wanted to bring back the Hokie.
So it really wasn't all that long ago that they were the Gobblers. Mm-mm. That's in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That they have been the Gobblers. I never knew that.
I didn't either. Had no idea. They were the Gobblers. And the coach's like, all right, we're not the Gobblers, okay? Let's go with that Hokie thing that kid did back in 1896. Let's just go Hokie. Like, which is worse? Would you rather be called the Gobblers or the Hokies? Like, now in our lexicon, Hokies, you know, it doesn't have...
It doesn't have a meaning other than that's the Virginia
right.
Tech name.
But it's just a made-up thing. Like, would you want to be the...
I assumed it was, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
I assumed it was something to do with, like, that area of the country or something.
Right. Like a Saluki.
Yeah.
That is a dog. That is a breed of dog. Like, what's mm-hmm. a Saluki? It's a breed of dog. They didn't just make up the word Saluki. But so you're a Hokie. So then in 1982, the Gobbler mascot.
I thought it was something like a Tar Heel, right?
Yeah.
You know, something that right. they had called people that lived. Well, I don't even know what Tar Heel means, but.
It's a. The goat, the ram, like the bottom of
their foot,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I assumed it was something kind of. That there had to be some meaning like that. I just didn't know it was someone just going, Hokie, Hokie, hi.
All right, so then in 1982, the Gobbler mascot had begun becoming known as the Hokie mascot and the Hokie bird.
Okay.
Like the evolution of the mascot and what it looked like. Because at one point, it looked like Big Bird. I mean, it really did. It had the long neck and looked stupid. Like, I would not want to be associated with anything like that. So eventually, 1987, Virginia Tech debuted the current Hokie bird you've seen, which looks less like a turkey and more like a chicken hawk. Like, it's a mm-hmm. muscle-bound, stocky turkey. Like, you remember the foghorn, leghorn
yes.
commercials? I'm a chicken hawk hunting for a chicken. And he would always send him that for the dog. Go get the dog.
That is kind of wild. Like, 1987 is not...
No.
The dawn of time, you know? That's not that long ago.
So before then, they had a turkey roaming around on the... Yeah.
The Gobblers. I would not want to be known as the Gobblers. I can tell you that much.
No, definitely not. Because...
I would rather be a Hokie.
If I'm any of your rivals...
Yeah.
And you're known as the Gobblers...
Yeah.
I've got a whole
ammo.
Lot of ammunition
yeah.
for you. Yes. I mean... Yeah. Could you imagine Baker Mayfield?
And, I'm just imagining Dan from our first segment.
Yeah, that was bad. So then you look through, okay, I guess if you're known as the Hokies, but you were previously known as the Gobblers, maybe you're sensitive about everything. So in the game notes that they send out, you know, for the media, for Virginia Tech, they say, okay, the official name of the school is now Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. It began as Virginia Agricultural and Mechanical College, or VAMC. It changed to Virginia Polytechnic Institute, or VPI, and it is now officially known as Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. And the game notes say that you only refer to the school as Virginia Tech. Don't call them VaTech. Don't call them VPI. Don't call them VPI and SU.
Which no one ever has.
Exactly.
But VATEC, I hear all the time. I've heard VATEC.
Oh, they don't like it. Do not. Also, don't call them the Gobblers. They are the Hokies.
Yeah, I will only call them the Gobblers now.
And on TV last night, I was reading a script that I didn't write. Someone else wrote. And in it was VATEC.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Will Ferrell and Anchorman.
You read it.
I went right through VATEC and read VATEC. But I stopped and said, by the way, they don't enjoy being called that.
Nor do they want to be called VPI and SU.
I think we should just call them VPI and SU. I think that's what we should do. The team formerly known as VPI and SU.
The VPI and SU Gobblers coming to town at 2 o'clock.
You know, when you, this is my opinion on these things. When you draw attention to it,
yes.
You draw attention
yeah.
to it.
Uh-huh.
If you let it be, I mean, what is the worst thing about being called VATEC?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Come on.
Yeah.
And nobody's calling you the Gobblers.
Mm-mm.
So,
or VPI or VP yeah, and SU. None of that.
VPI and SU.
Yeah, no one.
No one.
Mm-mm.
It was like when Western Kentucky put out, call us WKU from now on. Not Western. We are WKU. They did that a few years back. I'm like, what? Just leave it alone. I know you're trying to brand. I know, you know, research tells you to do this. But what you're really doing is drawing attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And making an issue out of a non-issue.
Right. And telling everyone, I know you all call us Western right now.
Yeah, so change.
So don't do that.
It's like when Kentucky made you say UK Hoops for the women's
yeah.
team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, look, I can't just say, you understand, right? I just can't say UK Hoops because hoops is basketball generically. And UK, and when you put UK and hoops together, everybody thinks of the men's basketball team that is the winningest of all time,
mm-hmm.
that has 8 national
That's
championships.
Exact, yeah.
They don't think of the women's team. So I have to say the UK,
UK women's
hoops mm-hmm. team.
Mm-hmm.
Because you took away Lady Cats. Can't say Lady Cats. So now it is just UK women's basketball. They don't say hoops anymore. They don't have the hoops logo. They tried that and realized that was the dumbest thing they could have ever done. And so we don't say that anymore. But it's just that branding thing. And you know, Mitch Barnhart is, he's got the plan. You know, he knows what he's doing. But that's, it's definitely a corporation branding thing
yeah.
that goes on. That's why you don't see the Power K. Won't ever see it on the helmets again. That's why you don't. Yeah, it's why this logo now has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Nike's research came up with, and somewhere in the back of all of our brains, this particular UK interlocking thing strikes us differently and makes us buy more tickets and merchandise. I don't know. But there's something to it. All right, we got to quit this rant. We got to take another
yeah.
break. Live at Experimac. Come on over here. Get you some Apple products on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, golfers and holiday shoppers. Edwin Watts has the best deals for you and the golfers on your list. Bushnell is the number one rangefinder in golf. And right now you can save $50 on the Pro X2, Tour V4, and V4 Shift Patriot Packs. And save $50 on the new XL Watch. Give the gift of distance with TaylorMade's newest irons, E790s and MCGBs. Save on the most complete tour ball, the TP5 and the TP5X, now $39.99 a dozen. And gift cards are the perfect pick for the hard-to-shop-for golfer. Buy with confidence at Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Brothers Auto Sales wishes everyone a happy holiday season. Buy with confidence and peace of mind. With 18 years of serving Lexington and Central Kentucky with over 150 of the highest quality pre-owned vehicles on the lot and ready to go now. We're one of the largest independent dealers in Lexington. We offer the best bank financing with no payments until 2018. Check us out at brothersautosales.com or at 285 East New Circle Road for the easiest car buying experience you will ever have. Guaranteed. As we end 2017 and enter 2018, Brothers Auto Sales wishes you the best for the new year.
The body, it is a work of art. An incredible feat of engineering and a beautiful biological mystery. a mystery scientists work tirelessly to unravel. And while many questions remain, we now have new insight into why our immune system has difficulty detecting cancer cells in the body. This new understanding has led to a revolutionary approach called immunotherapy, and a new hope for how we'll fight cancer in the future. This is Jimmy Smits, and I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer. Immunotherapy works by boosting our body's natural immune system, empowering it to identify and eradicate many types of cancer cells. Speak with your doctor and visit suqc.org/immunotherapy to see if this approach may be right for you or your loved one. Your body might just be your greatest hope.
Do you have a property that needs expensive repairs? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers pays cash for houses, so you don't need to worry. We provide a quick, no-stress home selling solution. You pay nothing out of pocket and make no repairs. Kentucky Real Estate Buyers wants to give you cash for your house in Lexington, Paris, Winchester, and Nicholasville. If you want a cash offer on your house without the hassle of listing it, call Kentucky Real Estate Buyers first for a free consultation. Call 859-780-5757 or visit us online at KentuckyRealEstateBuyers.com.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
$50 off, over $1,070 off. Experimac in the Nicholasville Road Kroger Shopping Center right next to the new IHOP. MacBooks, iPads, and if you need to get iPhones fixed, all that stuff.
Yep.
They specialize in that. All right, college basketball today, of course, 2 o'clock is Virginia Tech and Kentucky. Kentucky's a 5-point favorite. The game that precedes UK on ESPN2 at noon is Louisville and Memphis at Madison Square Garden.
Remember when that used to be just a bitter rivalry?
Yes. That is Tubby Smith against David Paget. And I don't know, Tubby's on the ropes there a little bit at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
That hire does not look as good to them as it did when it first happened. And all I can guess is that Tubby's just not as, as involved in recruiting the way mm-hmm. some of his competitors are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not as vigorous in that way. But then also at noon is Butler and Purdue in Indy, and that's part of a doubleheader there in Indy. It's Indiana and Notre Dame at 2:30 following that game. Also at 12:30, it's Syracuse and Georgetown, an old
Big East.
Yeah. That's the CBS game at 12:30. At 3:30, number 25 Cincinnati at UCLA. And of course, UK's next opponent a week from today is UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 o'clock, Oklahoma at Wichita State. That follows UK's game. So that's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's not ranked.
And Wichita State's third.
Yeah. But we know about Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised to see Oklahoma pull the upset there. Tonight at 8, number 13, Kansas at Nebraska on FS1. Yeah, I don't know. Kansas has lost 2 in a row. I mean, it would seem they need to take care of business on the road here. But Big 12 play already starting, obviously. Or is it Nebraska now in the Big 10?
Nebraska's in the Big 10, and that's they right. already beat number 14. At the time, Minnesota was ranked 14th, but they beat them.
And, you know, Nebraska, out there in the middle of nowhere.
Totally known for its basketball.
Those people are going to pack that house for Kansas.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rabid crowd. And then for you late-nighters, at 11 o'clock, if you want to stay up, ESPN2 has Utah and BYU. Now, it doesn't sound attractive, but they get into it. It's big. Oh, that's going to be a rivalry. It's going to be a noisy crowd. It's going to be an atmosphere. It won't be one of those boring games that you're just flipping through and you're like, yeah. It'll be
But it's
good.
A good
you're
sports like day because yeah. you've got bowl games and NFL games and stuff on tonight, too. So and it's a good sports day.
Yeah. And then tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, we'll definitely, you know, talk about what happens today in this game, Virginia Tech and Kentucky. And then, you know, get a little bit more into football because this recruiting weekend, well, it – It includes this quarterback situation that has now become the number one discussion when you're talking about UK football, because Kentucky went hard after Terry Wilson and got him. And there's a reason they did, because if you've already got four quarterbacks there and one who already won the starting job and another one who's looked good in the spring game and another one who had previously committed to Ohio State.
It's the reason I believe had he come here, Jaren Williams was going to start next year.
Yeah. So we'll talk plenty about that tomorrow and a lot more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Oh, plus Isaac Stoops, by the way. We'll talk about him, too.
And we also have a pregame show coming up. Right?
Oh, is it next? Or what time? 1 o'clock?
At
12:45.
Shimu Evans and Matthew Lawrence, UK pregame show. All right, thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.